Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast where we exist.
Yeah, and we give you writing tips and life tips and dog tips.
Or maybe we give you nothing. It's up to you. But I'm Carrie Jones, and this is my husband,
Sean Farrar.
And that's it, man. I don't really feel like talking about ourselves. I don't feel like being like, I'm an international best-selling novelist.
Well, now you're just talking about yourself.
I know. It just seems uncool. But we've got cred, all right?
We're just two regular people.
With some cred.
Trying to pay the bills.
So we don't know why we do this podcast. So there's a lot of news today. And we're not going to talk about any of that because it just brings us down, right? We're not going to talk about it. Yeah. But we are going to talk about this one because it's weird enough for us. And it's that the FBI is investigating reports of large drones flying in New Jersey and they're seeking the public's help.
With what?
The largest drone.
I know, but what's the public going to tell
them about? I don't know.
Yeah, I saw the drone.
So this is an AP article by Bruce Shipkowski.
Shipkowski.
I grew up in New Hampshire. And we had French last names. We did not have, any...
regular last names?
Any cool last names.
Sound it out. Shipkowski.
So, the FBI, he says, or writes, is investigating reports about several mysterious nighttime drone flights that have occurred across central New Jersey and has asked the public for help. Witnesses have spotted a cluster of what appears to be drones, larger than those typically used by hobbyists, as well as a possible fixed-wing aircraft flying in several areas along the Raritan, I can't say that either, river.
Raritan, you said it right, I think.
Since November 18th.
Hey, maybe that was some forward observation for the alien wars.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The flights were close to a military research facility.
Really?
Oh, well... Maybe the branches of the government need to do a little talky-talky. And also over President-elect Donald Trump's golf course in Bedminster.
That's a more likely scenario for the drones. It's probably they're doing some reconnaissance.
I don't know, man. It's interesting, though. Especially if you think about all the alien war stuff that was supposed to happen this
yesterday
week.
Yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I wonder how big those drones are.
Hey.
Hey.
So, in this, which is supposed to be the more helpful part of the podcast.
What can be more helpful than large drones?
Farrar-sized Jones.
There is no such thing.
Anyways, so recently, we're going to talk about this. And this is basically how you're supposed to live every day. It's... a new life.
Do you remember your title?
I don't know. Every day is a whole new life, writers and other humans is my title, right? So recently this blogger, whose name I also can't say, but he's a writer and an investor, and his name is in our podcast notes, has a Substack post, and it really resonated with me, right?
Yeah.
And by recently, I mean yesterday or the day before now. And his podcast, his Substack had... the title, Each Day is a Separate Life, right?
Yeah.
And basically, he's like, you wake up, you're born. You go to sleep, and that's the end of your day or your life, right? And, you can see how that makes a day.
That's a dismal outlook. But it just hits too close to home.
So the concept in this abysmal outlook isn't new, and it comes from Seneca, who's this ancient philosopher and thinker in the Roman Empire 2,000 years ago. And he was kind of hyper-focused. Oh, no! We forgot to turn off my phone. On thinking about wealth, even though he was one of the richest people of his time. And who knows? Seneca probably... took that from somebody else too, right?
Yes.
But he was a thinker and a clerk and a politician and a writer. And so a lot of us, he did a lot of things, right?
Yes.
But what matters to us on this podcast today is what our lovely Substack friend, Vitaly, took away from Seneca's writings. And that's the concept of time. right?
Yeah.
And he writes,
after reading Seneca, it is impossible not to want to retake control of the most important, irreplaceable gift you are given as a birthright, time. But how do you do this? I borrowed my practical solution from Seneca, who says, begin at once to live and count each separate day as a separate life. Each separate day as a separate life? What a brilliant idea. A life bookended by sunrise and sunset. A day is a perfect, meaningful measuring unit. I can look at each day and evaluate how I spend it. If I achieve mostly perfect days, then they'll spill into a perfect life. Aww. Every January, most of us set New Year's resolutions. Though we don't think about it that way, we really treat each year as Seneca's separate life. Except that a year is so long that we forget about our New Year's resolutions by March.
Right? So that's really interesting to me. Because, like, first off, you said what a brilliant idea with, like, the least believable way
I've ever heard. Did I?
It was so cute. It was really cute.
I didn't mean to because I actually like the concept.
Yeah, it's really cool, right? So, mm-hmm. like, we writers and other humans waste a lot of time thinking, let's say, about writing or procrastinating about writing and doing things like cruising social media that don't actually help us write or get to our goal every single day, right? And we only have a limited amount of time in each of our days, and we tend to waste a lot of it doing that kind of stuff, right?
That's right.
So Seneca wrote,
what man can show me who places any value on his time? Who reckons the worth of each day? Who understands that he is dying daily? Ugh. For we are mistaken when we look forward to death. The major portion of death has already passed. Whatever years lie behind us are in death's hands.
So his advice, according to Vitaly, is,
hold every hour in your grasp. Lay hold of today's task, and you will not need to depend so much upon tomorrow's. While we are postponing, life speeds by.
So if you think of each day that you write as a new life as a writer, or like, let's say, as a business owner, or as an artist, or as a mom, or a dad, or what, doggy's human, right? If you spend that day not writing or not doing what it is that you identify yourself as or as what you love, what does that actually mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
If this was your final day, would you want to create? Would you want to write? Would you want to be doing your business ownership stuff? Would you want to be working in the community to do good? Would you want to share stories? Or would you spend that last day arguing with other people in town about curb cuts and bad parking jobs? I don't know.
Probably the last one.
As Vitaly writes,
the goal is not to change our activities, but to change our state of mind as we carry out those activities. You don't want to stop thinking about our planning for tomorrow. Instead, as you think about tomorrow, remember to appreciate today. As Seneca puts it, hurry up and live.
So, like, I think that's really resonating almost, you know, mm-hmm. like, as I'm getting very old, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm running out of time, like, but, and that's overwhelming, but if I just think of it as each day, and each day of how I want to live my life, like, yesterday I failed, it was not a good day for living my life, but hopefully today will be a good one, right, like, it's more powerful to me, like, I can work on it that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So, like, if you try, you could try it for a week, maybe, like, just 1 week, commit to a couple things. Like, one,
live the day like it's your last.
Two,
wake up in the morning thinking about what matters to you.
Shawnee does that. Three,
write something or create something on each day. It doesn't need to be finished. It doesn't need to be perfect.
So a lot of people ask me, Carrie, how I produce so much, right? Like, how much? And this is not all me, but basically
a shit ton is what she produces every day.
I probably have written more than a million words.
You wrote it on here. So
I know. All right.
She's feeling bad because I've written a few of those words too.
Well, it's well over a million, the total. So yeah. I think that division of time.
I did the well over part.
Yeah. So anyways, I've written over a million words for our little daily newspaper in just a year, right?
Yeah.
And that's just our newspaper. That doesn't count blogs. It doesn't count books. It doesn't count student letters to writing students or clients that I have, right?
Yeah.
That's just the newspaper, and it's a million freaking words. And, like, if you think that a novel is 50,000 words, like, how many, like, that kind of helps you get your head around it, right?
I do, like, I want to be honest, I probably do maybe 5% of those, well over a million words, if that.
You do. But they're good words when you do them. But secret number one is that I have a Sean, right? And secret number two is that I expect to never have enough time to get all I want to get done out there. Like, I know I just can't, right? And Prince, who is nothing like me because he's way more genius, he was a little bit like this too, right? He was just like, dude, I want to build this legacy of art, like of creation, and I don't have enough time. So I'm going to use the time that I have to do that and go on dates and sleep. He knew what he wanted to do with his life, right? And but if you try all that for a hot second or a week, it's kind of interesting, and it's also very opposite of the slow it down and let's just chill movement that also is happening is right now. But you know, you get to pick the movement that you want to do. You don't have to do this one. You can be the slow it down and chill, but you know, just be conscious of what you're doing. Vitaly mentions having a daily journal so that he can, we all can, Shawnee,
examine our quote separate life at the end of each day.
Yeah, and he also writes,
reviewing your day presents an opportunity to learn from your mistakes and correct them. For instance, today I debated politics with a friend for an hour. As I look at that hour, the time was completely wasted and I won't get it back.
So, like, it's all, you know, that journaling can help you think about what matters and how you spend your time, and it's mindful too. And it all really just goes back to, in each day that we have, what each life that we have, what do you want it to be?
Better than the last.
Shawnee, I love you.
I love you. Dog tip for life.
Ooh, so loud.
So I was thinking about the dogs, actually, and I tried to rouse either one of them for a tip. And they weren't being very cooperative. And then I was like, you know, they're not a good example for this podcast because they're like so routine.
Yeah.
But then I thought, well, maybe their routines are like the epitome of their life.
Yeah.
Like the best day. Their best day is every day.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's true for Pogi.
Well, yeah. She gets out of bed and then she runs downstairs and she gets the empty cat food can. I mean, I hope it's empty every morning. I don't know. Maybe it's still half full. And maybe that's why she's getting chubby. I don't know. You know? And she genuinely seems to look forward to that.
Yeah, man.
And, well, of course, she's an enthusiastic young lady. And seems to look forward to just about everything. Even if it's not really occurring.
You just call her a young lady. Well, that's so cute. She's an enthusiastic young lady. I think that's good.
No, like, I mean, she kind of shows that, you know, you get up like it's a brand new life.
Yeah, man.
And you don't worry about the day before or the next day after.
No, she doesn't.
Until you get there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Smart.
And live that one single day the best you can.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. The music was available via the Creative Commons, and it's called Summer Spliff Broke for Free, or Broke for Free by Summer Spliff.
No, I think it's Summer Spliff by Broke for Free.
Both of those work to me.
What?
They're either way? I like it, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of gives you like a lackadaisical surfer attitude.
Yeah, man. And also our podcast notes are where, Shawnee? Do you know?
On the podcast? No, I don't know.
Our podcast notes are on Living Happy on Substack, and also CarrieJonesBooks.blog, and also potentially wherever you're listening to this podcast.
Like, I'm sorry, I failed there.
You're frozen.
It makes me wonder if we have like a couple of sites out there we totally forgot about. Anyways. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
And like, share, and subscribe and all that stuff you're supposed to say.
We are
that way.
Horrible podcasters.
We are. All the bots training on us are going to fail.
Oh, well, that's what we're doing. We're setting AI up for failure. That's our secret goal.